The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
On the battlefield, I'm a warrior, ready to kill or be killed. I've defeated orcs from the north, sent Kandorian demon spawns back to the depths, and drank with Sumerian heroes. But when I get back from a hard day of disemboweling my enemies, I enjoy nothing more than to open my castle doors and find a dungeon crate as my reward for blood well spilled. Designed for roleplayers and tabletop gamers, Dungeon Crate is a monthly subscription box service with a treasure hoard of loot you can use on or off the battlefield. Miniatures, dice, tokens, coins, maps, modules, terrain pieces, handcrafted items, RPG jewelry, and more are yours for only a few gold per month. You even get a digital crate along with a physical one as an added bonus. So what say you? Are you ready for postal glory? Oh boy. DungeonCrate.com. Let the adventure begin.
After fighting the Aboleth, there is a shipwreck. And our broads, they're not doing so well. Where have they washed up? And what will happen to them? You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yularis, the half-elf wizard witch.
Maypri, have you seen Yularis Jr.?
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, the high elf bard.
I never wear underwear.
Bianca Zelda as the lovable tiefling barbarian, Maypri.
Where am I?
Guest star DC as Lucius the druid.
I climb up a tree.
And then there's me, Victoria, your DM.
Keela, you come to consciousness to the heat of the morning sun on your back. Your head throbs and your tongue is stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Not again. What did I do this time? And I kind of want to, like, slowly peel my eyelids open and slowly peel my head up and see if I can find Yularis or Maypri.
Okay, as you slowly peel your face, there are some pebbles kind of, like, stuck to the side of your cheek, and then they drop off onto this rocky beach.
It's exfoliant, it's fine.
You don't see anyone. You see a lot of debris. You see some busted up barrels. You see a lot of broken up wood. There's there's like a pair of underwear like floating in the water and the waves at the shore.
Is it mine?
I don't know. Are you wearing your underwear? Only you can answer this question.
I never wear underwear.
Oh, no.
Okay, twist.
Then they're not yours,
then.
That's the fact
I never wanted to know.
We all learned something about Keela today. Hi, guest.
Okay, other than underwear, do I have any of my things? Do I have my crossbow? Do I have anything, any of my pack, anything on me?
You have your belt knife. You are missing a boot.
Okay, that's about right.
And you don't have anything else.
Well, I think that my first thought is I wonder if the boot thief, is it all related to the stocking thief? And then I decide to go out and hunt for my boot.
All right. As you are pacing this rocky beach, kind of hopping around to keep your bare foot from being cut up by rocks and shells, you can see that there is a path leading up this cliffside. And then there is also, you can see something like an entrance to a cave in that actual cliffside.
I feel like hiking up a cliff one-footed isn't the best idea. So I'm gonna check out the cave first.
Okay. Lucian, it is just after sunrise. What is your morning routine like?
I think at the beginning of the day, I have to honor my elders and clean out the bucket. Some of them are real old. The bucket. I love them very much, but you know, gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep.
So I go out early before everybody gets up, soak in that sunrise. It's not as good as sunset, but hey, I'll take it.
And there are some beautiful oranges and reds this morning.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going out to probably have a snack as well. Like, go out there, chew on some bread and some cheese, and, well, after the whole bucket and washing of hands.
You don't do it at the same time?
Well, oh. Go down to the river, knock out the bucket, wash your hands, come back, get some food.
And where do you eat that food? Where do you watch the sunrise?
I climb up a tree. I like to get up real high.
You sit atop that tree, and you are looking down and out over onto the ocean. And there is a small shore. It's like a small little inlet by where your druidic settlement is. And you can see faintly on that shore, there is a lot of debris, which is normal. There was a storm last night, so things always tend to wash up. And you can recognize immediately that there was a shipwreck because there's a lot of flotsam. But you also see two prone figures.
All right, well, looks like I'm probably going to have to dig some graves. No big deal. This happens every now and again. There's a storm. Shipwreck, we'll, you know, do the blessings that we can. And so I'm going to go over to the bodies and poke them with a stick.
Okay, so you climb down from your tree and you start to go down to the shore to see if, you know, they're moving. And that is going to bring me to Yularis and Maypri. Can I please have both of you give me a constitution saving throw?
Oh, heck yes. I'm so good at this.
Me too.
Yeah. 11.
21.
Okay, so first, Yularis, you are knocked out.
Sure am.
Maypri, you come to. You're laying on your back. Something is really digging into your ribs.
I'm gonna roll over.
Where am I? What is...
Oh, Yularis! And I'm gonna reach over and just start to shake her.
Okay, you only really see her legs, because there is a sail, like a torn piece of sail covering her upper torso and
okay.
Her head.
Does she have her shoes on?
She has... And you know what? I'm gonna roll. Evens and odds.
Okay. Evens for shoes.
No shoes.
Darn, I was going to say, like, I don't think I've looked at her feet much, so I can't necessarily be like, yeah, those are Yularis' feet. yeah, okay, I'll glance over. Oh, a body. And hello, are you okay? And I want to combo push, shake them, and try to pull them out of the debris. Unfortunately, not incredibly conscious of any potential harm that you can do to somebody like that.
I could have a hip neck spine injury.
Right? I'm so sorry. I'm just playing to my character.
Okay, give me another constitution saving throw.
Please feel
five.
Free. Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're
I'm out.
This is the scene that Lucien walks into.
Hello. Are you okay?
Hi. No, we're not okay. We're terrible. I've got, like, sticks on me. I think I'm cold, and there's sand everywhere. And my friend, she's not well. She's not moving. Can you help me shake her?
Shaking's probably not a good idea. Don't worry, this happens a lot around here. I'm a druid. I have the druidic people with me. They're lovely.
You have people on your shore all the time? Like, we just, people wash up like we did?
Yeah, it's kind of a thing. Whenever there's a storm, we just anticipate that there will also be the possibility of people washing up. It happens fairly often.
I think if I can remember, I'm pretty sure we had a monster with a lot of teeth that mostly did the damage in addition to the storm. So, like, I'm going to look around, kind of glance left and right along the shore. Are there any more bodies?
Ooh. You know what? I think realistically, yes. You see a couple.
Okay. I don't know. Like, can we make sure everybody is okay? These were our crew friends. They were really nice to us.
Yeah. You know what? Let me put out a signal real quick, and a couple people will come down and we'll take care of this whole area.
Okay. And I'm gonna lean down and pick up Gilary's.
Just okay.
Yep. I know what I'm doing. That's it's fine.
That's what we.
And on that, we are going to switch over. Keela, you step up to the mouth of the cave. There is the sweet smell of fresh water coming from it.
I'm immediately drawn to that water, just considering how parched my mouth is, so I'm just gonna go right into that cave and find myself some of that good water.
You enter the cave. There is, like, it's a very narrow tunnel. If you squeeze your shoulders inwards, you can fit walking forward. You can squeeze your way through. And then it opens up into, like, not a huge cavern. You could fit maybe about 20 people in it. It's about 9 to 10 feet tall. And in the center of it, the center back, is a well. And it's well kept, this well. It's about 10 feet in diameter, and there's like carved stone around its rim, and there are a lot of what looks to be like offerings of flowers and beeswax candles. There is a copper bell, like a hand bell, sitting on the ledge.
Oh, I ring the bell immediately.
The bell sounds out, and the sound resonates throughout this stone cavern, and you can feel the sound go through your flesh and your bones, but it's a peaceful feeling. It's a restful feeling.
Is there water in, is the water, I guess, coming from the well?
Yes.
Is there one of those little buckets that's on a string so I can lower the bucket and pull up some water?
No.
How high is the water level?
It comes, like, almost right up to the top.
Okay. I don't really have anything, I don't have any sort of cup or anything like that, but I want to just bend my face over the water and just cup some of it in my hands and drink it and probably splash my face a little bit and just try and find a little bit of, I guess, just a moment of trying to collect myself by relaxing and enjoying the feeling that this bell gave me and enjoying the fresh water before I try and make sense of everything that's going on.
The water ripples at your touch, and there is a shimmer along its surface. Keela.
Oh boy. Yes? Hello?
Keela.
I'm like looking around behind me into each direction. Hello? Ularis Jr.? Is that you?
Out of the corner of your eye on the surface of the water, you see a flash of red hair.
I want to peer even closer to the water. I want to lean right over now and get my face close to the surface of the water.
The water is still rippling from you cupping your hands and splashing the water, but as it calms, a face coalesces in its surface. It's the face of Rula.
I'm gripping the sides of the well right now with white knuckles and looking with all the intensity that I can muster. And I want to say to him, or his reflection, or whatever it is, what are you doing here?
You need me.
I don't know if I do.
Hi, it's me, Victoria, again. I have one iTunes review. This is by Rob the Normal Guy, titled Fantastic. I found this podcast a week ago and have been binge listening ever since. The DM is knowledgeable and has really created a fantastic story. This podcast has inspired me to play D&D with my daughters so they can have as much fun as all of you are having. I am so glad that you are playing this and sharing this with your daughters. I think this game is a fabulous game for families to just get together and do fun things. So thank you. And if anyone else wants to leave a review, we would appreciate it. Because, you know, this helps us go up in the rankings and it allows other people to find us. All right, let's get back to it. Ularis and Maypri and Lucien. We left off with Maypri. Are you like, how are you carrying Ularis? Is it like a fireman's carry, or is it, or firefighter carry? They're sort of bad.
What's the one where you put them like Ularis? She's in my arms.
The wedding honey.
Cradle me like a little baby.
Like a baby, yeah.
I'm like cradling you. Baby.
In your big,
her head
strong
is nestled
arms.
In between your neck and your shoulder.
Yep. I'm very gentle. After all the rough shaking.
Yeah.
And like pulling you out from all the debris. I didn't even push the debris off. I just like yanked you out. It was fine.
There was a big clatter of wood and canvas.
Like, whew, good thing I was quick about it. I have to go find my other friends. If I give you Ularis, her name is Ularis, when she wakes up, she might yell at you, but don't be afraid. Like, she's really, really nice. I have to go find Keela and the other sailors.
Can I give you her?
I suppose that's fine. If you want to come meet afterwards after you take care of your sailor friends, we're up there. If you see that plateau, that's where we'll be.
Is there a pathway, or do I have to, like, climb a mountain? Are there signs? I'm really good at signs.
No, we're sort of, like, in tune with the earth people. There's like, a dirt road. That's helpful.
Perfect. Okay, I can follow a dirt road. I can do that.
Yes.
Roads are helpful.
Okay, let's transfer of Yulari's.
And I'm gonna, like, try to be gentle about it and, like, drop her off into your arms.
What's my strength score? Plus one.
Are you okay? Can you carry a half-elven woman? All
right.
Dead weight. Ah, you're above average.
It's probably better than mine.
Are you fire person carrying them? Or are you like...
over the shoulder. Like, oh, I'm not going to be impressed. Really
a sack of potatoes.
Okay. Help them. Just anyone else who's injured, if there's more people that you can't carry, let us know. We'll have a group come out and help you.
Please. Yeah, that would be really good. I can carry probably like two people at once. You've got really good technique. I can use that, I think. But I can... Yeah, I'll carry as many people as possible. You have like... herbs? Things to heal.
I mean, we magic? Have magic. We also have medicine.
Right.
I mean, there are some herbs if you prefer herbs. We can get you...
Cup of tea. I don't... Whatever you think is good. I don't do any of that. I don't know how it works. So please take care of my friend. I'm going to go look for Keela and see if anybody else is injured. I've never been in a water accident. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I haven't really left the island. So I'm not a fan either after seeing... Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. I'll help your friend out.
Yeah.
Actually, if you have a way to if you have smoke or something to fire into the air, that's a really good way for us to know where you're at.
I can throw rocks into the sky.
It's got to be a little bigger. I mean, you're pretty strong. If it's a big rock, well.
How about that mast over there?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. What was your name, sorry?
Lucius.
Lucius, I'm Apri. I travel a lot, hence why I'm here. Nice to meet you, and I will see you soon.
Yeah. See you in a bit. Be well, and blessings and luck to you and yours.
Yes, that too. Thank you.
What and who am I able to save?
Okay.
Because this was a fully staffed ship.
Yes.
I'm sure not everybody even made it to shore. We did have an angry albatross. Albatross? That's a bird. That's the one. Thank you.
Yes, there was an angry aboleth. There are two people on the shore. One of them... No.
Okay.
They drowned. The other one looks to be like they have one more saving throw, death saving throw to two, and then they're gone.
Okay, perfect. As I barely knew the word medicine, I really don't know how to differentiate. So I'm just going to grab them both, hoist them over my shoulders, and start the march upwards. As long as I can maybe perception check to see if I can notice anybody, any signs of, like, Akila who might have moved, any footsteps, just something to indicate my friend.
No.
Okay. then I'll take these...
Not on this beach.
I'll take these two folks and... make my way up.
Up to the settlement?
Following that dirt path, since there are no signs.
Okay, so you follow the dirt path. Really, I don't think you were that far behind, Lucius, with Yularis. Excuse me. And I think because, I was going to say endurance, and I'm like, that is the wrong addition. Anyway, you have that constitution, and you're able to catch up.
Okay. I've got long legs. I take long steps. You're tall. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if you wanted to continue the scene. Okay.
Yeah. So you follow them up to the settlement, and this settlement is, there is a road, but I mean it's not a well traveled road. It's mostly footpath. It's just from years of feet walking over it. Not wagons or horses or things like that. And if you did not know that there was a settlement there, you would just pass it by.
Okay.
It is very well concealed. There is a lot of greenery, and everything has a sense of impermanence to it, even though it is permanent, like people have been living here for a very long time. It's so embedded into nature that it doesn't look like it could be something that is old.
Okay.
There's a lot of briars and a lot of trees and a lot of shrubs, and all this foliage kind of hangs over entranceways.
Okay. Wow, this place is really nice. Very, very green. It's almost like I'm in a forest, but like less foresty. Do you live in a tree, or do you live like in some bushes?
No, that's just kind of what we used to cover stuff.
Okay.
A lot of people think that druids like, you know, live in trees and bushes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We usually just live in like normal, like, huts, homes, all that whatnot. It's easier to, you know, with all the people that might be coming, might be going. Vampires, whole other story. But we like to just move ourselves.
You get a lot of vampires here? I'm gonna look around nervously, like, are there some right now?
No. It's kind of a historical thing. We had a vampire problem for a while. But it's not an issue currently. Things have been going generally well.
Okay, I like that. Do you have a hospital, a medical bay, a location for sick people?
Oh yeah, we can just plop your friend down over here, and
okay, yeah, my shoulders are kind of getting sore.
Yeah, we have a balm for that too. We actually we have a lot of stuff. Like, you kind of got pretty lucky; you came to the right place.
I mean, I would love a tour if you have food and or beer. I might be a permanent tourist.
Beer. So we have a little bit. One of the elders makes beer. I personally am not a fan, but so there's this mead, right? Very, you know what? We'll get to it. Let me fix up your friend. We'll get them situated, and then we'll give you the tour. Definitely make sure that you get some food in your belly and a good drink.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Keela. When you say, "I don't think I do need you," his grin widens. Then why did you come here?
Because I don't need you, but for some fucking reason I can't let you go, and I'm on this wild goose chase for the last slice of what we had, and part of me feels like the selfish need, but part of me feels like your bagpipes are something a lot bigger than both of us. Do you know anything about that?
Go to the Murloc Vale.
Could you spell that for me?
You know I was never very good at that.
Okay, could you say it again then?
And his arms reach out on the surface of that water.
Do you mean like they break the water, or I just
no,
see them
you
rise?
You see them just on the surface. They're not breaking through.
My first reaction is to reach towards the water myself, but as I get closer, I just, my hands stop, and I pull back and pull away from the water. And I turn away from the well and slump with my back to it and just put my face in my hands and stare down at my one bare foot and try and make sense of all of this.
We have a Yalaris laying down just there on the ground. I guess. What are we doing?
Do you have any smelling salts or flowers? Flowers wake people up if you like sprinkle or tickle their nose with it. I've seen that happen once. I think that means that it works.
You were on track with the smelling salts. We have something similar here. I'm gonna crack some smelling salts and just. Yeah, just get it all out. It's...
Yeah, there's some sand.
I'm just gonna sort of like scuttle backwards a little bit because I am seeing this person that I do not know, but then Maypri is also there, right?
Looking okay. Wide-eyed at you, very concerned.
Like, Are you? Are you okay? How do you feel? Do you need water?
I'm just gonna like look back and forth between the two of them for a second. I hate boats.
You know, people actually say that a lot as like the first thing that they wake up to. You wouldn't be surprised. I guess I'll say it that way.
They're terrible. Yeah, that water would be great, Maypri.
Yeah, if I look around, is there any buckets of water?
There is a well. It's not a fancy well. It's just a normal well with a bucket on
okay.
a rope.
I'll go bucket rope the water up.
Okay. I'll look at this stranger. Where are we?
So, you're at Snowdown. It's...
Okay.
An island that often, after storms or attacks, a lot of stuff just up here. So.
Oh, that was no simple storm.
An aboleth.
Jeez. See, this is why I don't leave. There's too much stuff.
It's terrible. It's a bad idea. I would not advise it.
Yeah.
I am Yalaris, by the way. I will extend my hand to you. Yalaris Rowinghorn. And you?
Oh, and I take your hand and I... like touch it to my forehead and I'm like Lucius Quincy.
Lucius. Charmed. Thank you for extracting me from what I can only imagine was a rather unbecoming set of affairs.
You were under a bunch of wood. We pulled you out. I mean, I pulled you out, and like my friend over here, they helped carry you. It was a really good team building effort.
It was mostly your friend.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. You carried her like, I don't know, 20 steps and put her on the table. That was excellent. Thank you.
I will take the water bucket.
Oh yeah, I bring you the whole bucket. I didn't know if there was cups nearby. I didn't look very hard.
I will consider it with some regret momentarily, but I am very thirsty, so I will drink from the bucket.
And as you drink from the bucket, you notice like there's like dried seaweed on your head.
Oh. Do you have bathing facilities in Snowdown by any chance that I could impose upon?
Yeah, we have like a waterfall area. It's really nice, very clean. We can clean your clothes while you're doing your thing. It's no problem.
All right.
If you do you need like another set of clothes, we can get you some. We usually go like green and brown.
These aren't traditionally my colors, but given the state of my current garments, and I will look down at my dress that I'm sure is quite terrible and salty and wet and muddy and rocky and torn. That would be most welcome. I appreciate it. And then I'm going to start patting my my like belt area and robes frantically. Do I have my spell book?
You keep it like in like this like thing on
yeah,
your belt?
Like a like book hanging? Holster, right? That's I imagine yeah, that's what holster. Wizards would do. Hands free.
Yeah, it's like chained, you know? It's like the wallet on a
cool
chain,
leather straps.
It's a spell
and,
book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, do I want to be
I
nice?
I don't know. I can't cast anything without my spell book.
I know. Okay.
This would Evens be a and whole... odds.
What do you want?
Odds.
Three.
Okay, so I'll find that. And okay, and then start doing an inventory of my other items. I'm looking for doorknobs in a bag. I'm looking for that little pouch of hair. I'm looking for my other books. And I am also looking for a small goat.
You do have that suede pouch. It is still tucked around mm-hmm. your neck and down beneath your bodice. That other notebook, no, you do not have that on Curses. Your person.
And is there a tiny goat anywhere? Maypri, have you seen Eularis Jr.?
Oh, I can send somebody back to the beach to look.
Oh, yes, please. I've grown okay. quite attached.
I think goat calls will attract other goats, so... Hey, actually, Lucius, do you have any goats here? Can we send one goat to find another goat?
We've got some wild goats I can talk to. They're pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please.
Search and rescue goats?
That'd be really perfect.
Search and rescue goat.
Can it have, like, a St. Bernard barrel? I don't even know what's in that barrel, but...
It's like booze.
Right, for oh. avalanching.
Yeah.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? I got this. And I'm going to use wild shape and turn it into a goat.
Yes!
I will like bring the same clothes, but like the goat.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I just go, bah. No, I'm just kidding. I can talk. But I'll go see if there's any new goats around.
Stay tuned, because next week, that will be, let me bring up my calendar here, on the 17th, we will have the conclusion of our DC episodes. And if you want, you should check out a Catacon, because we will be there in November. We hope to see you there, and we will see you next time. And we want to say thank you to all of our new and our current patrons. Thank you so much, because this allows us to buy new equipment. Like, we just wired Kristen money to get herself a new computer. It's not covering all of it, but it's covering a hefty chunk. So thank you, everyone, and a very special thanks to Michael Bowman. You are going to be seeing another NPC created by Michael Bowman due to his wonderful contribution. Thank you. But for our patrons, our new ones joining us, I want to say thank you to Julianne Legault, Lana Zeitzer, Adam D., Krista Hoog, Pedal Dancing, Amy Lynn DeZerza, Martin Seville, Jess Meyer, Austin F. Frank, Dylan Rogers, Stephen Huing, and Allison Ronimus. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are maybe thinking about it, our Patreon can give you access to things like our Mass Effect game, GM'd by Tracy, and other bonus talk episodes, Bianca Doodles, a newsletter, my DM notes, all sorts of things. So we hope to see you there, and maybe we can get some other stuff going. NeoScum is a narrative comedy podcast featuring five Chicago improvisers antagonizing their way through the role-playing classic Shadowrun. It follows a group of misfits and outsiders. Z, the acerbic cyber troublemaker. Pox, the candy junkie klepto from across the pond. Tech Wizard, the public access actor with a petulant thirst for adventure. And Dak Rambo, the nastiest trucker this side of the Robo Mason Dixon. Join the irascible NeoScum crew on a puerile rockin' road trip through a weirdo world of tomorrow, doling out street justice to every deed they encounter, whether they deserve it or not. Okay, I had a question prepared, but now I have a different question. What was their favorite mixture of this berry mead?
I'm leaning towards blackberry with some probably I don't know fantasy berries. That's a place. My knowledge ends right there.
I feel like elderberry is a real thing, but it sounds very fantasy berry to me.
Throw it in there. We
got some. Stick some of those in.
And I think they added something durian-like, because it just looked really strange. Mm-hmm. And they're like, sure, that's strange-looking. Maybe it tastes good. And it worked out.
All right. Did they name it?
I think there's no naming. It's just like, like it's just the name. It's just like Snowdown Mead. And they're like, oh, do you want some? And they're like, someone's like, yeah. And then you just pick some stuff in front of them. They're like, cool, give me 5 minutes.
That is a very short fermenting process.
I'm almost magic. Really impressed. Yeah. There has to be magic involved.
Druidcraft.
Yeah, druidic magic going on there.
That is that's such a powerful
a
magic.
Way of using druidcraft. Instant alcohol.
This is OP.
Water, pestle, and then they just go, pa-dow. Like you have to say the.
I hope so. Yeah, that is necessary.
Very important.
Yeah. Hi, Kitty.
He always has to make his appearance.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Other music by Kevin McLeod of Incomtech.com. Songs heard were Evening Fall, Heartbreaking, Cottages, Northern Glade, Fantasia.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.